Did you know Louis Farrakhan has a Spotify page?
What?
Yeah, he's got two violin concertos. One from 93, right before he went, I think fully mainstream. And then one from just a few years ago.
I have a question.
Mm.
Is there another one?
Another Louis Farrakhan?
It's that one, right?
No, it's him.
Steve Spurrier, who's an English wine.
Yeah, that actually is what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope, it's the one and only. He also used to be a calypso singer, which is seeing that as one of the first references on his wiki page led me to search via Spotify, where I learned he not only sang calypso, he also plays the violin.
You were going to have the most amazing year-end Wrapped. Your vibe was Farrah Calypso.
I like calypso, but only if it's sung by Louis Farrakhan.
One artist stood by you through it all.
Did you see what his stage name was?
Mm.
Calypso Gene.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He's got like a 300-word bio on Spotify posted by the verified Louis Farrakhan. 59 monthly listeners, that's all.
That's nice.
Hot up-and-coming artist.
To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall, joined as always by the golden voices of Ryan Annie,
hello.
Jason Kirk, Holly Hi. Anderson, and on the ones and twos, Michael Serber.
Hello.
Yeah, no. I say hi now.
Yeah. He says hi now.
Hello, Spencer.
Hello.
I'm trying a new thing.
Ollie, you sound weird.
This is my business voice.
Hello, Spencer.
Hey, have you guys all gotten your dates yet for your normalizing New York Times profile?
Mine's going to be about my journey back to fatherhood or something. I don't know. We're working out the details.
Like, if you ever needed a broader indication of how detached those people are from reality, let's try and front load as the assertion for our entire piece the notion that, hey, man, there aren't any moms who suck.
I mean, you don't do a profile of, like, this terrible mother, this repellent mother who does not care, right? You don't do a glowing profile of that. Like, mm-mm. Like, damn.
Sorry, Casey Anthony.
Yep. What happened?
And that's our show.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole show.
Anyway, I thought I was on a camping trip for much of the weekend and was checking in my phone as you do on a camping trip, and I thought that piece was a bit for like 18 hours.
I just think, look, if there's one thing we've learned as college football media, before you get the I've learned so much and I've changed so much, you have to get the Florida Atlantic job first. Like, you don't get the puff piece until you get the Florida Atlantic job. That's the order.
See,
so until Lizzie Holmes gets that job, the sequencing is wrong. That's
you
all.
Went on a different career path. I thought she was going to have to harass Godfrey's mother in church.
I think those two can go together.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it this way. We do this in sports all the time. Like, we do this in sports all the time. Somebody comes in and they have been, I don't know, fired in disgrace from a job and gotten another job, and then we come in and the story is and like, no lie, always the same. It's the same every single time. It's, you know what, they've really They've learned a lot. Hasn't Hugh Freeze learned a lot? It's the same thing. No one ever learns, because remember, one of the rules in humanity is no one ever learns or improves. People make the same mistakes over and over again. I'm just saying, it's descriptive, not prescriptive. All of you can improve on your own time, but if you want to go ahead and rely on how the universe actually works as a predictive model best, just take all those same mistakes and double them up.
Okay.
Because they're just going to keep making them.
Are you telling me you wouldn't read Lane Kiffin is embracing a new challenge, motherhood?
Oh my God, he's going junior?
Checkmate.
I might. Like that, maybe that's the frontier.
Man, he
that
bought
needs
a he got reached. A dog too. We saw the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really might.
I actually named my baby Bjorn to save some time. So when I say, has anybody seen my baby Bjorn?
Bjorn Kiff.
Just
Bjorn Kiffin.
Just laying coaching with the baby right there on his chest, right?
Yeah.
There's a photo of your. Oh my fucking God!
The baby can hold the play sheet in the front of the baby Bjorn. There's usually that little pouch.
Give me that.
You just put the play sheet in there.
Wait, pouch?
Yeah, there's in the front of the baby carrier. There's like a little.
Oh, I thought you meant he's gonna develop one.
No, I didn't mean to imply that Lane Kiffin's a marsupial.
Okay.
I don't know though. Haven't seen his whole form. Reserving judgment.
A lot of people have, but I haven't.
I wanted to start with, by the way, I had a great story. The city of Miami is perpetually out of pocket at all times. You should just know this. Like, people there, when it comes to, I think due to the confluence of multiple nationalities all colliding at once, the concepts of what is politically correct or not changes from second to second. So,
okay, Rush.
I'm getting to a point.
We still say that?
What is polite?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, thank you.
Spencer
I'm
Hussein
making the pivot.
Earl.
I'm making the pivot.
Spencer Hussein Hall.
To that point, I was checking in at Delta, and my gate agent is looking at me and goes, didn't I check you in yesterday?
Aren't you 2 hours late, sir?
Yeah, and I was like, nah, you didn't check me in yesterday. I was like, there's a lot of guys who look like me. And he looks at me and goes, ha-ha, Taliban! I was like,
yeah. So he's saying you got a tan.
I'm a student.
He's saying you got a tan. That's sweet.
All right. So I think that's our official demarcation that it's now not too soon to talk about 9/11 in a joking way.
If the TSA itself.
In an airport.
TSA is making
in an airport.
But if Ruben at an airport is making 9/11 jokes at me.
You're all right.
Yeah,
everybody,
we're all good.
It's all right now. We did.
Now that TSA agents can shout, bomb!
The way he said it sounded so festive, too.
That sounds joyful.
It was. No, it was like, Taliban! Like in the same...
Fiesta!
In the exact same cadence as Jollyman, right?
Now,
do you think
that's because of your beard or because of your well-documented view that women shouldn't be allowed to go to school?
God damn it, Ryan. This is...
Answer the question, sir.
Folks, you can reach Spencer at...
I think it was because of my excellent survival skills in mountainous environments.
Okay.
My ability to hide the United States.
I think it was because of your...
The mountainous environments of Gainesville.
Your small pickup truck.
It is. It's because of my tiny but durable pickup truck that I can fix with the
simplest
tools.
Lots of guys in the back.
Yeah.
When Amazon approached us about season 4 of Jack Ryan, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, in a different timeline, Cat Lab is turning the What's Better Than Guys Being Dudes video into a Taliban recruitment video.
So, yeah, that's how my day started yesterday.
Shout out to all of our Buffalo Bills fans out there.
Delayed, slightly hungover, headed to the airport, and somebody looks at me in the most festive voice and face imaginable, goes, Taliban!
In delighted recognition.
What did you do?
I busted out laughing. It was so fucking funny, dude. Okay. It was so... Because it's just like, you're like, how out of pocket are we going to be at this exact moment where this guy's telling me that my plane is late, right? And that I remind him of someone. I'm like, oh boy. Because, when somebody says, you remind me of someone, the first time you hear that, you go, oh, I'm curious and interested. And then the 100th time you hear that, you go, oh no.
Oh, I have some follow-up questions about who he checked in the day before.
Yeah.
No. It looks like we whatever almost happened, I guess we dodged it.
So yeah, There's Miami.
Maybe that's the move. Thanks, guys. Maybe that's the move is if ever when you check in, you just yell Taliban at. If they laugh, you're like, all right, well, you clearly aren't.
That's
you
good.
Wouldn't be so chill about it. And if they don't laugh, you're like, extra screening.
Yeah. That's, mm.
Yeah. Yeah. This is advanced psychological screening.
Yeah.
Do you think this is funny or not? And also, if you don't know what the Taliban is, you're probably too young to be flying, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
At least unsupervised.
You're an unaccompanied minor, and you need a special sticker.
I did realize
I don't know what the Taliban is.
It's a little
is.
Smiley face sticker that says Taliban.
I think there are now people who were born after 9/11 that will be graduating college this year. I think I have that right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So that's fun. And we're all young and beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about the creeping approach of death.
It'll creep for Spencer first.
That's true. No, it won't creep. It'll come fast.
Buddy, not with this radiant beard, evidently.
Like an unblocked corner blitz.
Yeah.
Well, pow!
Didn't see it. Nice move there, dude. Nice move.
How would you like to be taken by death? I'm always personally fond of the tackler that comes in from off screen.
Sure.
And or the tackler that knocks you out of the frame completely.
Yeah.
I'd head like on a fucking swivel.
I'd like to be pushed over. I'd like my own offensive lineman to be pushed into me. That's what I want.
Chomp, chomp,
like, taking the snap and immediately stepping on your guard's ankle.
Yes. Mm. Yep. That's right.
I want the personal foul hit over the middle. I want the post pattern into on rushing safety. And I want to be the wide receiver in this scenario.
I was about to say post pattern. I just want to run into the goalpost. Not catch the ball. Just pow right into it.
That's right.
I'm proud of us.
That's exactly what I want.
Nobody but me takes me out.
Yeah.
Death be not proud.
Me is the goalpost. It's a metaphor.
Did you want to discuss wagering? I just thought maybe.
Oh wait!
You know.
First, can I tell you about a delightful conversation I heard on the street this
please
week?
Please do.
Yes.
The internet is great, but sometimes there's something really special about hearing people talk in the real world that I think is more satisfying than internet jokes. This is a very short story. I heard a man and a woman were walking down the street, coming towards me, and I only heard this much of their conversation, but it's the only part I needed to hear. The man says, "That's why I got my diploma, so I never have to do manual labor again." And the woman says, "Again?" End of story.
Got him. LMAO. Walk it off. Walk it off, sir. Got his ass.
That's such a great pattern for insult, too. Like, well, you know, I'm never going to be that handsome again. Again?
Yep. 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 Like, I don't even care what he said in response. I don't care if he was like, I was a bricklayer for 100. Nope. Doesn't matter, man. You're burnt.
You're now a lazy son of a bitch. You always have been.
I'm sorry. You wanted to talk about something about college football, Spencer.
No. I wanted to go ahead and take on the thrilling world of college baseball, which is the home of course, true degenerates, because college baseball over the past week or so has had a festive time. Has had an amusing time. I think that we all know Bud Elliott. Bud Elliott is a writer for 247 and a former colleague of ours.
So much more.
Who is, of course, so much more than that. A polymath.
Seeker.
A value seeker. A man who I think at all times will want to know the VIG. Whatever it is,
sure.
Okay? Whatever the situation is, Bud has put odds on it. If Bud were at the Battle of Agincourt, he would have sized up the bows and gone, "I got inside information. The British are going to pull this off. Okay? I got 50 large on them. You might want to go ahead
wait
and
till,
go
wait till
books.
Bud's kids start going to like field day in elementary school. Oh, man.
I brought a pike.
That's a better environment.
Like, swinging a morning star.
Just Bud at the Battle of Midway going, "I think we're going to find those carriers. That's like plus 6,500 right now on that line. Go ahead and take it. Go ahead and take it. I trust the torpedo bombers, okay? They're good. Fundamentally, the Japanese, it's crap. It's all crap."
I would like time-traveling Bud betting on events.
Bud is maybe the only one of us who I think is even, who I think is possibly dialing down his real self on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And is even more that in real life. And I say that with nothing but admiration. He is a national treasure.
Just Bud at Ford's Theater in 1865. Somebody going, "Why are you at this play?"
Well, you got to think about how this is going to affect. Yeah. You got to think this is going to affect the next election. We got to work on the bench here.
But yeah. Here's the thing. Bud would wager on Lincoln's downfall, but he's not going to watch the play.
No.
He's going to be
no.
at home betting on other shit.
That's he's right. at home. No, he's or he's there, but he's on his phablet.
Yeah. That has, like, daguerreotypes on it.
This is like when Bud bets on Pac-12 games and people say, well, did you see how the team looked? No. Why the fuck would I watch the Pac-12?
No. Already did my listen, already did my research. Already did
the
my
Pac-12
stuff.
The Pac-12 is post-television.
Yes. We're, hey, it's a new kind of content.
Have they considered that as a selling point because it's cheaper than yeah. cable?
It's meta programming. What happens? We just tell you what happened, kind of. Maybe dots. Maybe they should do X's and O's, like those, yeah. those dot diagrams, yeah. right?
I'd watch that.
I would watch somebody moving figures around. Jason, we're going to pioneer okay. this. We're just going to take Warhammer figures mm-hmm. and in real time move them around a board to show them what happened on any given play.
Yeah, now that you said that, someone is going to suggest to us, did you know that there are minifigs of football?
Football,
say, yeah, I know. We don't play that.
Not yeah, we're not going to do that. No Blood Bowl.
No, we already told you what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and mock up Oregon State versus Stanford in a late November game with a series of, let's see, space fundamentalists and orcs. That's what we're going to do.
I do think you should put one Matt Leinart mm-hmm. in your army. Like, the rest can be existing
what
Warhammer.
Like a Matt Leinart figure?
One Matt Leinart. Yes, one Matt Leinart.
Is he like the Joker?
Yeah.
Unclear.
Unclear. Yeah. We just need a Matt Leiner. They're like, I'm just trying to help out my teammates here.
Yep.
For the Imperium. So back to odds. Bud's taught me a lot in life, and one of the things he taught me is that if you're gambling, you want to find an overall information poor environment where you're information rich. So consequently, I learned that you can gamble on many things that one thought not possible from an amateur or naive gambling perspective. College baseball was among one of the first, because college baseball is truly, I don't want to say the basement of the gambling
world. College baseball is not what he recommended.
No, it is not. But
it's Little League World Series.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Yes. Yes.
If we really want to go back to where this conversation started.
Like, if we're going to be
there.
Honest about Bud's reality. Nah, just come out and say it.
I would give a limb for that initial conversation where Bud is like 17 layers deep and we're all just kind of leaning in.
That kid looks kind of hot and grumpy. Well, I'm going to be better than every team today.
This is also Roger possibly accidentally betting on like an English like fourth division team to get relegated.
Yeah.
And then it cashed. I love
it. Be another former colleague of ours, Roger Sherman, who last night in a moment of, I think, very honest,
crisis.
Very, very honest and open existential crisis said, I may have been the only person betting on certain sporting events in the world. Yeah.
Which is, we found out, is actually true because of news emerging from Iowa State and Alabama this week.
Yes, because Alabama fired their baseball coach, Brad Bohannon. If you told me that Alabama's baseball coach had a name, Brad Bohannon would have been like in my top five first guesses. Easily. Brad Bohannon! They fired him regarding suspicious wagering activity surrounding Alabama baseball games. And then that led to Ohio, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania all halting all bets on the team's games. This is the manager of the team.
So
betting.
This is after, essentially, after finding out that Alabama's pitcher, finding out and or determining that Alabama's pitcher wouldn't be going that night, he bets against his team against LSU, and they lose. And I forget exactly who he bet with, but they announced that, like, well, there was only one bet on that game, so. and he bet via someone was standing in Ohio on the phone talking to him. Okay, coach, I'm placing the bet against your team now.
Not just in Ohio.
No.
Nope.
But in the Cincinnati Red Stadium, which is on Pete Rose Way.
It's what he would have wanted.
So they went to church.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that is whole assing an enterprise.
If you're going to send up a prayer, make sure you do it from the Vatican, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going on here. Betting against, like, previously, I'd never heard of a manager betting against their own team. Pete Rose had bet on his own team multiple times, but always...
See, and I think that should be legal.
Betting on yourself.
Yeah. Well, this is... I mean, betting on yourself, great. Who gives a shit? Like, yeah. Why shouldn't you bet on yourself?
Yeah.
Reinstate Calvin Ridley and give him back to the Falcons, if might I add. But, like, yeah. I love the history of point shaving in college sports because it pops up every 10, 15, 20 years. We've had a significant point shaving scandal.
What was the last one we had? Toledo?
Toledo was in like 06. There was Auburn basketball in 2012.
Right. There was San Diego or something?
Yeah, U of San Diego in like 2009.
Yeah.
There was Arizona State, of course, mm-hmm. had the biggest one in the 90s. Boston College in like 79. And then there was a bunch of basketball ones in the 50s and 60s.
In the 50s, yeah.
But yeah, it's like that was all off the top of the head, by the way. Thank you. Round of applause.
good, yeah.
Posting brain.
I just love that, like, we can't make it go away. It's probably only going to happen more and more now because you can gamble on your fucking phone.
Yeah, which even pros with very specific rules about where one can and can't gamble still get wrong. Jameson Williams was not gambling on himself or the Lions, but did place a bet from the Lions facility, and that got him a 6-game suspension from the NFL this season. This goes well beyond that. I can't imagine, by the way, how dumb you have to be to do this. Like, when you go, hey, man, I'm never going to make any money. How am I going to get a job? A guy named Brad Bohannon, who placed a bet against his own team on the phone and making it the only single undetectable bet on said game, and did it on the phone to somebody at a baseball park against his own team, was making like 400, 500 grand.
We don't know the size of the bet, do we?
I don't.
Was it 400 or 500 grand?
It was not worth it.
Well, the thing is, not worth it is a big factor. Like, there is like a bet that very few people are in on is not going to have a very big limit.
Right.
Like, they're not going to let you bet $10 million if you're the only person betting on the game. Like, it was probably three or four figures, something like that.
This is always the hole in bond plots, right? When they say, well, first of all,
the single one.
Otherwise, airtight machines, all of them. The schemes never work because there's always like one single better, right? Like, yes, I'll bet against it in the markets. Like, they won't see the bet that says Goldfinger on it. This is obvious supervillain bet. This couldn't possibly have been worth it for Brad Bohannon. But not the only activity this week. None. There is an ongoing investigation at the University of Iowa and Iowa State about suspicious wagering.
Jointly announced like it's a fucking academic consortium.
Yeah, yeah.
We are laying down arms, standing together as one at last. Because our student athletes are making a little money on the side. So you know what? So Iowa players are in an interesting position here.
Mm.
Because there is a number that everyone is going to be tracking this college football season. That number is 325, which is the number of points that Brian Ferentz must score in order to keep his job.
That's across the regular season games and the bowl game that he has to make, right?
Did we ever figure out if that included field goals?
It does, yes. It includes points of any sort. It includes defensive points.
Delightful.
And special
teams
points. Yeah.
There are dozens of young men who have cell phones and internet connectivity otherwise who are directly in charge of whether Brian Ferentz scores 325 points this season. So, like, just hammer in the under.
I'm not here to tell anybody how to live, but I am reminded of the year when a Tennessee fraternity printed straight out of Crompton shirts and handed them out to the student section and was told to collect them because it was an NCAA violation. And there was a small but vocal movement at the school to continue releasing them so that Crompton would be ruled ineligible. I'm just saying, Iowa players, you have a chance to do something really interesting here.
Yeah. So the Iowa and Iowa State investigation, I'm reading from the ESPN news report at this point. involves 26 athletes across five sports, at least at Iowa. At Iowa State, it's 15 athletes across three sports. But it is unclear if this... It looks like none of this is necessarily about them betting on their own sports at all. It's that they may just have bet on sports writ large.
Yeah, I don't think it's been established exactly what they bet on. But the NCAA rule is basically if you play football, you can't bet on any level of football.
If you and I think you can't.
Is that restricted to other sports
like,
though? Okay, that was yeah.
I don't think you can if you are an NCAA athlete. Like I think technically you're not supposed to be in a March Madness pool or something, whether or not you're a basketball player. I think like gambling as a whole is completely supposed to be off the table, at least. Yes, NCAA rules prohibit athletes, coaches, and staff from betting on amateur, collegiate, and professional sports in which the NCAA conducts a championship. So technically,
you can bet on any sport that doesn't have an NCAA championship. That's what it is.
Does that technically include the top, like FBS football?
I think so.
That's not the NCAA doesn't run that championship.
Gotcha.
Right?
They don't. No. They wave a little. They rubber stamp it. But yeah, they have nothing to do with it. That is an excellent legal mastermind.
Yeah.
Example of yours, Ryan. The degree finally paid off.
You should definitely follow that advice, and you won't get in any trouble whatsoever.
Give it a shot, though. That's really fucking good.
Yeah.
There is no trophy that says NCAA Division I FBS National Champion.
Right.
There's an AP champion, there's a college football playoff champion, but there is no rule that says you can't gamble on college football playoff sports.
Ryan, take the Tennessee bargain real quick and let's make us some offseason money.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Represent these fine kids.
Take the Iowa bar and we will have all these players bet on not only the under in every Iowa game, but they can also rig the national title. They can also jump in on that. What was it? There's a stat the other day. It's like 8% of national title bettors are taking Colorado plus big number.
Correct. That is the betting news I think is more important this week, frankly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Why?
Colorado's big number. I don't know if that or the number of players shuffling in and out of Boulder is the bigger number.
Yeah. Colorado, which at some sports books has 250-1 odds to win the national title.
Nowhere near big enough.
According to this article in Yahoo Sports, ranks sixth in bets taken on who will win the college football playoff behind Michigan, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and LSU.
People hate
money. Okay, I'm not a gambler. Yeah. Is there a way specifically for me to just bet against the people betting on Colorado?
To short Colorado. I wish. Yeah. I really wish.
Yeah, you're not going to get a great payoff from it, but sure, you can.
Emotionally, I feel like it'll be really satisfying.
Yeah. Well, let's you know what? Let's play the game. Because there is one argument in favor,
Draft
I
Kings.
Think, of Colorado pulling this off, and that is they do have the schedule to do it. Because they start on the road at TCU. Mm-hmm. And then they host Nebraska. They have to play Oregon. They have to play USC. They end the year with Utah. Like, they play UCLA.
This isn't the schedule to do it.
No. I'm not saying this is a schedule full of wins. I'm saying if Colorado went, there would be no argument.
My brother
that Colorado
in Christ,
belongs
you said
in the
Utah.
Playoffs. Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
no,
okay.
No. I just mean this is not a situation
this is,
where
I'm saying
I
was like, this is damn. The opposite of
yeah. Ryan. You yes. scared Spencer.
I was like,
it.
Damn, Ryan is
no,
fucked
no, no,
up.
No. Yeah, yeah. Fuck TCU. Fuck Oregon. Oh no. No. I'm just saying.
Prime time.
Right here, right now. USC, you're going down.
In the extremely unlikely event that Colorado runs this table, which they're not.
In
going
the event
to run
of a
table,
water landing.
Yeah,
I'm saying
does that ever happen? I mean, there was Sully, I guess, but other
schedule,
than that,
the schedule to do it would be like playing absolutely fucking nobody. That would be the schedule to do it.
Yeah,
are you a Sully truther? He didn't
land
the plane.
If Colorado had nobody, like are you worried that everybody would look at it and be like, ah, you're trash and you didn't play anybody, so you're getting left out of the playoff. You can't,
I don't know.
You can't win the national championship.
Power conference team going 13-0. They're in. They're fine.
Okay.
I mean, but you say Colorado had nobody, but by the time this airs, they might literally have nobody.
Or they, who knows?
Yeah, the schedule to me is kind of an immaterial argument.
I might check in.
In between our stints at coaching San Diego State, we have all played for the Colorado Buffaloes.
I think it's important. My only advice to you, the listener at this point, is I think you should sit down now in
singular
May
listener
and decide. Yeah, it's Gerald. Hey, Gerald, how's it going? I think you should sit down and decide, how much do I want to think and talk about Colorado in 2023? And set a limit and try to stick to it. Because if there's one thing that's going to be challenged this year, it's how much you want to think and talk about Colorado. Doesn't matter how good they are. Doesn't matter what their what happens in their games. It's just, oh boy. We're probably going to talk about Colorado more than we talk about. I don't mean the four of us.
No.
I mean, like, the college football world writ large. Maybe more than whoever wins the Pac-12.
I mean, I think one of the best examples is, I think ESPN's two, like, most televised spring games were Colorado and Alabama.
I think
that's
right.
And Colorado was the only one that did significant attendance numbers. Yeah. Like, whoa, you know, noteworthy attendance numbers.
Yeah.
The only one anyone watched or talked about or anything. I think last year they were neck and neck with Iowa for most fascinating team in the country. This year they've having one of the most fascinating off seasons ever. I'm opting into a lot of Colorado content.
Okay, that's it. I acknowledge all choices, but I think it is important that you sort of like decide where you're at with that now.
I'm at the silver level of interest.
Right. I'm gonna get free with the credit card, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get for usage, right? I'm not gonna buy in, but I'm definitely going to use it enough where they're like, "Sir, your silver medallion status." That's where I'm gonna be. So I'm gonna pay that much attention, which okay. I think is probably watching. I'm gonna put it over under. I would say over three games. I'm gonna watch over three.
You think you're gonna watch more than three Colorado games?
In aggregate. I don't know about four, but I'm definitely going to watch more than three. I'll get like 3.5 in. You know, so when you flip over, they might be a second screen team for me on multiple weekends.
Okay. They don't appear. They have one Friday game, but it's versus Stanford. And I don't think.
See, like that's that. In, right? Like you're gonna like
in?
Pay a little.
That's in.
Well, yeah, because you'll be on in the background. I'm not gonna stay riveted
you're counting
to Colorado
background?
Stanford.
All right,
you're
so they have that, background? And they have a Friday game at Wazoo.
Yes. He's counting second screen, which I think is cheating. Mm.
I think at least you have to take a frack. Like it can't be. That can't count.
Okay, wait. Hang on.
You want to add? You want that to add up to a quarter?
Let me nail you down real quick. When you say second screen, we're going to stipulate here that it has to be on a television screen.
Okay.
Like, it can be on the smaller TV.
Okay.
In the game day setup. But when you say second screen, this is not like setting it on a laptop on the ottoman and putting your feet on it. Like, it has to be up there somewhere.
That will probably... All right. I'll say this. It'll probably happen three times.
Place of prominence.
Okay.
I can honestly say that'll probably happen three times. That TCU game, I'm going to be watching for a murder.
Okay,
that's pretty much what I'll be watching.
Okay,
for.
That's the most competition, I would argue, but that's fine.
I love murders.
That I'm definitely going to have that on. In addition to that, I'll probably watch Colorado Oregon, and I'll probably I always watch a little bit. So I'll get fractional points for Colorado State because I don't know that rival. I'm like one of eight people who loves. Yeah, I'm like one of eight people who loves that rivalry game.
I will watch Colorado Nebraska.
Yeah, same.
Fuck yeah, that's the one right there. That's
because
the one.
Like, if Nebraska can't win this one, like, oh man, it's gonna be bad.
That's the home so debut. Bad. That's like, yeah, it's and it's the rivalry.
There's so
Nebraska
much optimism.
Wait, do you guys want
to
go?
40 years not
to
wanting
the, to
admit
Colorado
it's a rivalry
Nebraska game.
Yeah, you want to go?
September 9th.
Look at your face. Look at your face.
Yeah, okay.
Ryan, you're thinking about it.
Can I try to talk you to another one?
No.
Down the road?
Don't interrupt. This is my thing.
Okay.
I want to think on it. Is that an okay answer?
Today is May 9th.
I'll say it was already on my list.
There we go. Thank you, Jason.
It's exactly four months.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I will give you an answer in 1 month. How about that?
All right.
All right.
Time to mount a campaign. Where is the game?
In Colorado.
It's in Colorado.
Oh, thank God. Okay, God. I was like, what did I just get myself into?
It's fine.
That'd be a beautiful game, man.
I am definitely going to watch
football. I have to check football. Who is Florida playing that week that I don't want to watch?
It's probably us. The schedule's all weird.
I'm definitely going to watch at least part of Colorado-Utah. Because I'm a bad person.
I don't know if you will at that point. Oh, Florida's playing McNeese State.
I have that one. I have had that one circled for a while as a time when a heavy object is going to land with great force on something which cannot resist.
Oh, Tennessee has Austin Peay. Yeah, fuck that. We're going to Colorado.
Okay.
Tennessee, Florida is the next week.
I don't have to talk about that.
The way Google is structuring this, by the way, is that with a comma for some reason. And it's a little scary when you see the Tennessee-Florida game listed as September 16th, 23. I'm like, no, we're not doing this twice in a row. No.
Through. We're playing for 8 days.
Yes. Once is more than enough.
It's a campaign, a siege campaign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We hope to have
the game
concluded by day 8.
We have already built into the schedule the possibility that something real stupid is going to happen in this game because we know you people.
I'm going to ask a question that I'm going to regret. Holly, are you not at this point like not that worried about this particular year of that game? Like, are you worried about this Florida Tennessee game in the way that you usually are?
It's not a worry. Okay. I am right on that generational divide of people who think that Alabama is the primary rival and people who think that Florida is the primary rival, just barely over on the Bama side. But my argument with the Florida game, and Spencer and I have had this conversation for many years, is that in general, I don't think anybody comes out of it happy. Sure. Like, there are so many unforced errors and referee shenanigans and literal 9/11 one year. And I mean, Casey Clawson won that game because of 9/11. I don't see how, like, even in winning, I'm
Taliban.
I'm never particularly happy after that game. Are you guys? We all just look stupid. Maybe it's because it's so early in the year and the stakes are so high, but both teams just look stupid.
I'm not going to answer the question because my feelings are deeply broken at this point in the calendar, and so I can't really...
Last year was funny, but I don't think it's ever... And again, I think it's because it's so often week three. I don't think it's ever anybody's best game. Okay. I don't like it. I would prefer not to watch it.
Instead, if you want, you can watch Colorado State. So
perfect.
Yeah,
just an option.
And then I'm gonna watch, and then I'll watch Utah absolutely hand blast them.
Absolutely what?
Hand blasting.
Hand blast.
Spell that.
Drop a ham on them.
Oh, that's not what.
Yeah, hit him, beat him with a ham. Ham blast it.
Yeah. You know what we haven't really considered, given the. Let's call it revolving door that is the Colorado roster. Whoever is in charge for updating this webpage, no rest.
Is Mike McIntyre still up there?
Basically, whoever is updating the roster is basically fucking blogging.
Yes, they
should have hired somebody for that.
All right, here's one thing I really appreciate.
This is where I wish we still, guys. This is where I wish we still had Look It.
When you go down to the football coaching staff section of Colorado's official page, it has everybody, you know, it's like, for instance, Sean Lewis, offensive coordinator / quarterbacks. Tim Brewster, assistant coach / tight ends. This is
Tim Brewster, still?
Yeah, Tim Brewster.
That's Tim Brewster's bio, still?
Yeah.
Yes, that's every year you sort of discover where Tim Brewster is.
Yeah.
This is what it says.
He's like crabgrass.
Dion. Open quote, Coach Prime, close quote, Sanders. that's the name that it's listed.
Yeah. It doesn't have a TM.
Thunderbirds Kingsley.
It doesn't have a TM or a link to buy a hoodie.
It does not appear to have any external merch or reference options now.
Well, they're working on that.
Not that I can see. Yeah.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then Well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTimes.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
So I was looking, you can't gamble on any sport that the NCAA awards a championship in.
Oh, I'm excited to see where this goes.
If he makes the exact same point No.
I was thinking Quidditch is on the bill, right?
Is there an NCAA? Well, hold on.
There's not.
There's not a championship. I mean, you can do esports.
Oh no.
Oh, yikes! I had not considered that.
Which esports has had some of the most. You have to explain them to get to exactly why they're so egregious. Like, you have to take a couple of steps, but like, they've had some of the most egregious cheating scandals I have ever seen in any sport.
How do you cheat in an esport in an era removed from Game Genie?
Kind of like Game Genie. Some people put code.
Like you find glitching?
Glitching, okay. Codes. Like codes are definitely a thing. Sim
screen
racing.
Watching.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you. Sometimes the game cheats. Game cheating. Mm-hmm. They don't want me to be great.
The computer, notorious. As always, is cheating.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do... There's all sorts of like coding issues. Like at one point, I believe an Indian team was competing and the guy clicked over and it was like he clicked a tab over and it was a list of code that was like cheat code that you could just paste in to the code of the game he clicked. And
it's
like,
important to label your work.
And the best is that the judge just comes over and like unplugs his computer. Like, let's just imagine if the ref in the middle of a game knew you were cheating so hard that they just took the ball away from you.
Took like, your helmet.
Yeah, just here.
This
just
is
walked
like
over and untied your shoes.
Do you remember when we were doing the episode about getting in fights you shouldn't get in?
Yeah.
And my buddy had a dad who was in the Air Force, and I think when he was like 15 or something, they were playing basketball in the driveway or something, and my friend Nate took a swing at his dad. And his dad, who was like GI fighter pilot,
mm-hmm.
looked at him, shook his head, turned his back on him well within arm's reach, and just walked back into the house, like sadly shaking his head.
I'd rather you knock me out.
Yeah.
That's so sad. But yeah, college, like,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you want betting irregularities, sim racing, esports, all of that.
You can bet on, college students can bet on EVE Online. You can bet on hostile space takeovers. That sounds fun.
Is that a game?
That's it. Yeah. It's basically hostile space takeovers. Where like people regularly lose like $10,000 in real money because they didn't log on in time. It's really, I don't ever play it, but it's awesome stuff to read about.
Yeah.
College students, you can bet on pro wrestling. You can bet on,
oh,
you can bet. dare the NCAA to stop you.
How
and
do you?
If you do, then they will start. They will launch a NCAA Pro Wrestling Championship.
If they're
that, finally a sport Iowa can win.
If I couldn't make it more abundantly clear, I know fuck all about gambling. How do you bet on something that's scripted?
If we don't know the script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people bet on the but Oscars, like, right?
Yeah.
But
those are protected by PricewaterhouseCoopers, though.
Yeah. Bet on fucking Duke like basketball more, games, huh?
But like a lot more.
What are you talking about that's
about...
scripted?
Yeah.
Shh. We can't say it in front of servers.
It's still real right. to me, damn it.
All right.
Yeah, actually, betting on WWE scripts, even if you had the script in your hand.
Yeah, Vince is just going to rip up the script.
That
anyway.
Would still be a wild bet because the guy who's in charge of the WWE
don't fucking matter.
Might just change the script at the last second anyway.
I guess it's out. Different than the Oscars to me in my head because a lot more people know what's going to happen, like in terms of like the size of the production team
sure.
in a wrestling
usually,
match that know about the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like,
not necessarily
work?
A whole bunch. Sometimes right. even the announcers don't know. The announcers say some announcers just prefer to go in blind and react to what actually happens.
Oh, interesting, because they feel like they do it better when it's not like anticipated.
Yeah.
Okay.
The WWE is actually personally invested, like business wise, in being gambleable. Mm-hmm. Like they're currently trying to demonstrate to. To like state gambling commissions or whatever, like see we're as trustworthy as the Oscars, blah blah blah.
Is it like little baby prop bets and shit, like you know number of stitches it's gonna take to sew up somebody's face or something?
No, it's like winners and losers. Like okay. it's like the most easily rigged shit.
Guys, I know this just doesn't like me, but it's possible I'm overthinking this. I know.
No, I'm saying you're coming at this from the point of logic and reason.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah, that's the issue here. It's like I agree, it makes no sense. But.
Okay.
But that's the beauty of the American spirit is you could like a gambling commission could come out and say, hey, this is rigged. The outcome is predetermined. Like you are not betting on
shit.
Something that and people would be like, yeah, that's why I know what it is.
Don't you tell me what's predetermined? You don't choose my fate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
John Calvin! Fuck you!
Yeah, fuck John Calvin. Bet on wrestling. That's going on my goddamn.
There is a merch item. Merch item.
I'm tattoo. That's a tattoo on the way.
Speaking of merch items, can I do a quick podcast business?
Sure.
Podcast business. Go. It's a little bump theme. It's a little bump theme for you.
Okay.
Snackable.
Time,
I got it.
Oh,
I like
Christ in heaven. By the time you guys hear this, it will be Wednesday, May 10th. The Charity Bowl kicks off Monday, May 15th. We say none shall know the hour. Here's your tiny little warning of the hour. We are running a couple weeks late this year due to life things on both ends of the team, and everything else is going to work exactly the way it used to. You may have heard in the news last week that the victim of the shooting in Midtown Atlanta was a New American Pathways employee. She was an alum of Emory and Georgia State. And at the moment, we are trying to figure out a way to honor her work and her time with New AP because she was there at the very beginning of this strange contraption that we have built back when we thought 25 grand was a really good take for a week. So we're trying to figure out some way to kind of celebrate her. Ooh, I should have written something down. Anyway, charity bill's coming. Get your wallets ready.
Can I ask a insensitive, unrelated question?
Please do.
What harms are we visiting upon Spencer in the form of stretch goals?
Okay, so I would like to open this up to the shutdown voicemail line for the next 5 days. I'm so glad you asked. Because Spencer still has not fulfilled, for the first time ever, Spencer has not fulfilled a stretch goal from a couple of years ago, and that was drinking one beer for every $1,000 that we went over our stretch goal. Now, if you go back to the end of that year's Charity Bowl, you will find that Ryan and I developed a perfectly lovely plan wherein at the live show, we would buy beers for listeners, and every beer that a listener drank would count against his total. And Spencer said, no, I don't want to do that. And to date, I think has drunk three.
I
against his total. So clearly he is ungovernable to us. We are open to many ideas for what to give him this year. I will warn you, however, though, that for the second year in a row, the stretch goal is $1 million. So you better make it good. 704 SOLCAST. That's 704 Soul Cast. Hail to Ra, the sun god. Sound off in the comments. Twitter's weird right now. You can put it in Twitter. We might not see it.
Spencer, what are your broad limits that you'd like to apply to the stretch goal?
I would like to, one, have it be something I can do without destroying my liver.
Okay.
Or metabolism.
Okay, we had a plan for that, and no, you said no.
No, well, it's fine.
Again, we'll engage that at one point. Not now.
See you down the road, Ken.
Yes. Like an angel investor.
Sorry if you don't understand business.
I don't.
Yeah, so that is really my goal. I would like to do that in a manner that would be that I could do, and that I haven't duplicate it. So like
no tattoos, no cheese, no creative.
Basketball's off the table. Yeah.
I still think it should be basketball.
No.
I still think it should be basketball. Mm-mm. I think this is a stupid limit.
Nope. You could listen, you could be like, hey, listen, at gunpoint, I'll be like,
is golf on the table?
Listeners, I'll work on him.
Golf?
Is golf on the table?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But if golf is on the table, then if golf is fine with it, then if you're fine with playing golf, why is that a good stretch goal?
Oh, no. To be clear, I will...
$1 million raised for refugee resettlement in Georgia, and you won't play a fucking game of horse? $1 million.
To play horse?
Yes. That was the original bet.
No,
not even horse. I just wanted to shoot. I just wanted to shoot jumpers.
This isn't even happening.
Oh, I thought we were playing horse.
No, I'm not even going to make him do anything hard. If
you had that, you had that chance. It's full court now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Price of the brick's gone up.
No.
$1 million.
And just to be clear, I will fucking hate a round of golf with every atom in my
body. When is the last time you played a round of golf?
I might have been 12.
All right, I think this is a decent. I agree, it might not be least.
And the over
he
under.
He agreed to it so readily that I don't think it makes a good stretch goal.
The
so
over
here
under,
is here is the argument I will make why I think it has potential. And I've
here's
I've
my missed, argument. I'm the one who's doing all the goddamn work at this thing, and you can play basketball.
You're right.
All you are is famous.
But basketball is constrained in certain ways. Whereas golf, when you're bad at it,
is it?
There's no infinite. There's no potential end to the score that I could have.
Yes, like
I could just be an.
Like
I could be
like
so
golf.
Bad.
Spencer has the potential to have to play golf for 6.5 hours if he's bad enough at it, which I maintain he might be.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's note playing golf doesn't necessarily refer to a normal. Outing of playing. There's a lot you can do within the two words, the noun and the verb, playing golf.
Spencer plays a round of golf, and whoever wants to could show up with super soakers.
But you can't shoot Server, who will be playing with Spencer.
No, you have to shoot Spencer.
And Server will eat every minute of it as well.
Every hour of it.
I agree to this.
Why does Server have to get hurt?
He doesn't have to, but okay. I feel like somebody has to supervise Spencer. Like, if you just say, hey, Spencer, you go play 18 holes, and we'll see you when you're
my
done.
My dad will take him, but not if there are super supers involved.
If Spencer is playing a round of golf, like, me and Richard are both going.
Great. Like, love it.
And, okay, take Hartzell, too, so he can feel good about something.
Oh, no. Hartzell,
not invited.
Hartzell doesn't asshole. Show up for golf appointments.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm a couple weeks shit. Behind. What happened?
This is a tease.
Oh, no.
This is a tease.
I didn't mean to step in whatever that is.
No,
I just haven't listened to the show this week. Okay.
I think, as in many things, Hartzell's in the wrong.
Yeah, he's a pariah.
Ooh.
I'm
not a movie guy. Server, what is that?
I like this Richard Serber Spencer outing. I think that's good.
Why are you going to do that to them? They're going to fucking hate this.
No, we're not.
I think if you know going in, like, what it's going... It's different if you just get paired with some...
I like the idea
rando,
of watching Richard
like,
beat the
Jesus
shit out of y'all
Christ.
At golf, because Richard's actually good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. He would be the only one that would be good.
Do we have, okay, we need a foursome. Do we have one other person
Alex
who's
Kirshner
like.
Alex Kirshner is the answer.
Yeah, Kirshner.
Oh,
Alex
God.
Kirshner is the answer.
Yep.
Because
this just got good.
Here's the worst
Alex,
part.
Alex will make the mistake.
Wait, what if Alex is Spencer's coach?
Alex That's will the make the no, mistake
he's
of being
be.
Encouraging.
I know.
He's going to be encouraging.
He's going to give him tips.
And you're going to hate it.
The worst.
He's going to be like,
you know, Spencer, I noticed your head. Like, you're picking your head up.
Suck my dick.
Alex is
fuck off.
Okay, Alex is responsible for every. So if we make Alex personally, like, fiscally responsible for every stroke that Spencer goes over par, that means Alex can coach him the entire time.
I also think we should, like, what can we make Spencer wear to this golf outing?
Oh, that won't be a problem.
Kilt.
Florida State polo?
Mm-hmm. No, Florida State kilt.
Florida State polo, white pants, wingtip, smoke the entire time.
This is where I say I learned to play golf at Florida State before shanking a ball directly into a passing minivan. Here's the other thing, too. I've been lifting.
If you say if you go where I think you're going with this, I'm going to jump over
wait,
the table.
Wait, did he just say I've been lifting?
No.
He's concerned that he's not going to be able to get a good swing because he's too swole.
No. I have no flexibility. I have no flexibility.
That doesn't matter. Why do you think that's making me less interested in this stretch goal?
John Daly looks flexible to you?
He is. No, look at him. No, he's like, he's surprisingly flexible.
You're going to be flexible once we hit the fucking stretch goal. That's why it's called a stretch goal.
Thank you.
Charles Barkley is not flexible enough for golf. That's the problem the whole time.
I bet we can get Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we do this? Chattanooga?
What do you think you're going to shoot? Sub 130?
No.
Not sub 130. All right.
No.
We're going for bowling scores?
No, I think it's...
You're not
going
to practice before then, right? I know, but I'm just...
No, I will not waste any time on golf.
I am confident if we gave him 6 months and said, prepare as much as you want, he wouldn't fucking touch a club.
Does Topgolf count? Wait, you've played Topgolf plenty of times.
Yeah, but that's Topgolf.
That's not going to help him that much, I don't think.
It won't. It won't. Because Topgolf, it's basically like hockey. You're just trying to, like, you know.
Then why are you worried about your flexibility if you can hit a Topgolf ball without issue?
Oh, I can't. Hey, listen, I'm going to have to play old man golf. I'm going to have to get out there in a pair of ill-fitting white linen shorts and sit there and chop at it.
Fortunately, golf has never been played or enjoyed by senior citizens. So
never. It's a young man's game. That's why I'm already out of it.
I still say basketball.
Yeah.
Look. If I thought he would do basketball, I agree with you.
I'm just going to, if I start bullying him now and don't let up
for the next month.
No, it's off. That's off.
How about we combine the two sports, lacrosse?
You have to play lacrosse against Jane.
Just wreck me.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. I mean, I will do for charity. I would do golf, but I will be mad as a wet hen from the go. I will not be a pleasant person.
That's the entire experience people are paying for.
Like, I will be pissed off. And Alex Kirshner will say, you know, I thought that was a really good shot. And I'll throw
it's
a claw
at him.
It's
important to center your mind in a positive manner.
Yeah. I think, to me, the thing is we need to find a course that we're not trying to put on a tournament, to be clear. But we need to find a course that if we got 50 people to show up and follow the group... And cheer and yell the whole time. I think the answer to this is Tiger on Sundays. Yes. Taliban tracker.
I fucking hate it.
Just a sea of people behind Spencer as he walks up the fairway.
He shoves the ball five yards ahead of him, and it's just a stop and start as they go.
The whole crowd looks like bumper to bumper traffic. by the time the people in front at the back catch up, the people at the front have already stopped.
Yeah, if we got a crowd to watch Spencer play 18 holes of golf,
people are dropping left and right.
I'm actually having to be up early tomorrow right now over this.
No laying up, babies. Call me. We'll find a place. We will find a place.
No, I'm like kind of getting hypey. Like I'm actually like suffering a stress reaction to the thought.
See, I told you this had potential.
But Spencer, this only works if the community raises $1 million.
I'm so unhappy with you right now.
I'll be in the crowd, man. I'll be holding up the quiet sign for the gallery. Spencer Hall beat to death for charity
after attacking crowd of 50.
Also, it's golf, so a whole bunch of media people you don't even like are going to turn up.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
This is going to rule.
No, I really. Can we do basketball? Can we
go yes,
you heard him.
Now.
Yes,
there we go.
We sure can.
No, we did it.
Do basketball.
We
did it,
sure
folks.
Can.
That did not come out of my mouth. We're not doing.
Do you
basketball.
Have to play horse against Danny Werfel?
Nope. That would be fine because I don't know. I'd come out of it a better person.
Yeah,
but it's not going to happen.
Once again, we gave you a palatable option, and you were like, "No, thank you."
Oh, it sucks so bad.
Yeah.
So you guys need to like $999,000. That's what
I love that.
We didn't get close last year. It's
already this bad, and all we've established is golf. Like someone's gonna call in with some absurd parameters that make this way worse.
Oh, yeah. You know who the first phone call is going to be after this to make this worse for you.
Hmm. Who?
You know who?
No, I don't. Who?
You're the worst improv partner on the planet.
No, I don't know.
Okay, never. Well, it'll be a surprise then.
Okay.
You're such an idiot.
Greg Norman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ah, classic.
A live shark.
A live shark.
Could we...
Go ahead.
How far south do we have to... How far south do we have to go to get, like, pretty much the guarantee that a crocodile is going to be on the course?
A crocodile?
Not sorry, the other one.
Australia.
Yeah.
A crocodile.
I agree with Holly. I mean, pretty much any Florida course will do it. I don't know about if we have
But to like how far into Florida do we have to get? Like would Jacksonville area course?
Oh yeah, yeah. North Florida. No, yeah, North yeah. actually
so,
South
like,
South
will
Georgia.
Valdosta have
Yeah,
beers?
South Georgia will get you. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to go to Valdosta, never mind.
Yeah.
I immediately
That's
shank
punishment
this
for
idea.
Everybody.
Just bring a gator.
Just bring it.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to wear a Florida State polo. I think you have to wear one of those shirts that's like, if it goes left, it's a shank. If it goes right, it's a hook. If it goes straight, it's a miracle.
Florida
like,
State
we got to find you
counts.
One of those. Just a little too short.
Well, it's curiously enough, when I Google Florida State kilt, the first thing that comes up is Tennessee Volunteer Orange Tartan Kilt.
Huh.
So, that's available. $60.
Huh, a bargain.
A bargain at twice the price. That's exactly
what I got to be honest. I thought a Tennessee tartan coat would cost more than $60.
It's probably polyester.
Hold on. Tennessee Volunteer Orange Tartan Kilt can be used for both casual and formal event of life.
Of course it can.
It's acrylic wool.
Nice. That's what you want in Florida. Doing sports.
Spencer, just so you know, kilt lengths range from 17 inch to 42 inch.
Get the big kilt. Get the JNCO kilt.
No, schoolgirl. No, schoolgirl.
Get the sweeping, suffocating heat of the day up under there. Make sure it's out there.
Can we go floor length denim skirt?
Kids.
No, you just make me play in a pair of JNCOs.
Oh, we're back to this again. That's not how you say that.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
this
saying
has been established. No one on earth besides
canon.
You has ever said it that way.
Just make me play in a pair of those. Oh, God, it'd be so hot. I fucking
hold on.
Hate this
hold on.
So
well, do you want that or do you want, like, Japanese poster?
Hold on. I'm going to drop something into the chat real quick here. I think this is going to help.
Okay. Oh, the, Ryan, you're right.
Yes,
this does help.
I love the URL.
This is going to help.
Look at his face. He kind of looks like you.
These are 50-inch JNCOs, folks. These things are so enormous. These jeans cost $225. The
They've
back
the
pocket,
ball and
the
chain
back
and,
pocket.
Oh my God!
The back pocket descends from the butt cheek all the way to halfway through the calf.
You could put fire extinguishers in those back pockets.
I could put my clubs in there. That's how I carry them.
Oh, Spencer, that's a fabulous idea. Thank you for contributing to the discourse.
I
that is what you'll be doing.
Shit.
The bottoms of these jeans are wider than the shoulders of the young man wearing them. Each leg, mind
Yeah,
you.
This is like a ball gown.
The fact that there's a size chart for this item defies imagination.
It doesn't fucking matter. We know which number you're here for. It's 50.
Yeah.
You could put like a Jeroboam of champagne into each one of those back pockets.
There's so many images. As if I...
Yeah, I feel like as if you didn't get the idea
evaluate.
From the first one. From the first image, what you were getting here?
This is the move. Like, if you play 18 rounds of golf in these fucking mega JNCOs.
And those jeans.
I'm going to read. By the way, these cost $225.
Yeah, it's a lot of fabric.
Yeah, so, $1 million is a lot of money.
You're buying a tent.
You're buying Ryan, four
were
jeans.
You, Ryan or Cerber, were you ever JNCOs guys?
No.
No.
Cerber?
No.
Okay.
Let me read you the description of this product. A massive 50-inch bottom opening. 50-inch to life. The famous convict ball and chain embroidery on the back right pocket.
Sure. Sure.
You, what you really need to do is read the reviews.
Yes.
Nine people.
Yeah. And they are... Here's the thing.
You think any of these people know each other?
I've said it so long.
I am truly impressed with the quality, heft, and strength of these jeans.
Yep. Here's a quote from another review. These are very thick monsters that I have no doubt will last many years.
Lewd.
I am going to want to wear these for many years, he said with the blush of hope.
Yeah.
He said, in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk through a brush fire in these and be fine. Totally unburned.
You'd put it out because you'd smother the fire. That's right. It couldn't get me air.
The wind.
Get me the JNCO squad.
Hey, 50. Sum 41 just broke up. Show some respect.
Man.
Seriously. The women's cut of the a similar model, the Camilla, the back pocket starts like basically the knee. These are fascinating.
I gotta tell you,
these look like a visual puzzle, like an Escher poster.
Yeah. This is if ChatGPT was like, I don't know, jeans. This is what it would come up with.
Okay, truth in advertising. These are jeans. Like, there's a lot of jeans here.
These are some jeans.
Yeah.
These are the jeans you. These are the jeans you carry to make more jeans out of later.
So are we okay that this is the starting bid for challenges that people leave on the voicemail? Is Spencer playing 18 holes with Cerber and Richard wearing the JNCOs?
And Alex.
Wearing the Super JNCOs with as many people as the golf course will allow trailing them at every pace.
Can you just shoot me in the leg?
Yes.
Yeah, no one will know because you'll be wearing big-ass JNCOs.
How are we going to find where your leg is inside these JNCOs?
We can shoot you in the pants. We'll shoot you in the pants, but no promises beyond that.
Oh, I've been shot right in the jeans, but I'm fine.
I'm impressed with the heft and bulletproofness of these jeans.
This is a good start. Or you can play basketball by yourself.
Playing basketball in a big 1990s Chris Webber shorts.
Yeah, and a Taz shirt.
Yeah, all you have to do is Adam Sandler still dresses like this right now. It's fine.
He really, really, really balls, baggy baby. Taz Charlotte Hornets shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, would you get a Taz tattoo?
For $1 million, yeah, I'd get a Taz tattoo.
Okay, just making sure.
He'd probably do that for $100.
Yeah, 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Taz and JNCOs.
Yeah.
This is like the, you know, his legs are tornadoes.
Beelzebub's our time.
Yeah. Think of the friction.
I'm going to be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
We tried to make this easy on you.
Yeah, this basketball's still not.
Could have just shot a few hoops.
Nope. Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
Nope.
Holly, what's the number again?
704. Did I say 704 earlier? Because I'm pretty sure it's 706.
Try both.
Server, what's the area code?
It's 704, right? Soulcast?
Folks, grab your phone and start punching.
70, I don't know. Find an area code in Charlotte that starts with 70. Go SOLCAST.
I'm checking.
Yeah.
Yes, it is 704 SOLCAST with your ideas for Spencer's stretch goal. I believe in you, listeners, and I'm excited to hear what you have to offer. I think we have set the bar very high at this point, and I'm not going to be mad if all of your ideas also include the 50-inch JNCOs.
Not only is the bar high, Spencer's belt line is very low.
Very low. Very, very low. That's my other favorite thing is that these only come in two inseams, 30 and 32. That's it.
That's beautiful, man.
My legs are so short, I'm going to look like Toad.
I didn't even. I know what you're wearing on top.
Let's see. I'm going to Google.
Going to make you Jinko, a little hat.
Jinko's toad.
It's a big hat.
It's going to have meat in it.
It's a gigantic hat.
Just going to cover your scalp with deli turkey and put a hat over it.
Yeah.
I can't believe. God.
Imagine
the internet
has
the internet's really low on Jinko's toad images.
These fucking Jinkos.
Got to change that.
Jinkoed. Toad. Skater toad.
He was a skater toad.
She says, see you later, toad. Oh, skater toad is much more.
He hit eight balls into a lake.
You're going to have
skater
fun.
Skater toad is way more interested in the act of skateboarding than in the fashion.
Nah, you're going to have fun. You're going
to all these skateboarding toads are pantsless. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Spencer, you're thinking of this from all the downsides, but imagine if we got a crowd of 100 people to watch you shoot like 83 in giant Jinkos. Like, what an achievement that would be.
Okay, I found a possibility.
What an achievement. Achievement is a real strong word here.
Like, you're probably going to make local news if you do that.
Okay,
Jinko
yeah,
Golf Lord.
Chat right.
Spencer
I'm
Hall.
In the chat right now. What about, I mean, they end over his shoes, but I feel like volumetrically, is that kind of what we're going for?
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah, we need more jeans, but that's cool.
Yeah, well, they need to be longer.
Right.
But
proportionally, I think this kind of works.
And the big the mushroom dome object, we need a Voltron logo. And
plus, you played Golf Story, Spencer. You're fine.
The Volcom,
it's true.
Sorry.
I've already prepped. I've already played the ultimate golf simulator. Between that and Golden Tee, I'm good.
All I need you to do is have one good hole. Just to see how... Just to see how
Server, did you, Server, can you isolate that one for us?
Ryan, it's going to be a long wait.
That's the.
I got some news for you. That's all I got.
That's the sound wave we tweet this week.
Doug, clip that for us, buddy. Thanks.
It's colon health week here on the Shutdown Podcast. Yeah.
One good hole. Come play at our charity golf tournament to raise awareness for colon cancer. Well, all we all really need is one good hole. Or with a more confusing name for this event,
ensures another. Talk about a hole in one.
See if there's actually been a movie W-O-N. 18 good holes.
I think that's just a few good men.
Did you mean 18 golf holes? No, I didn't, internet.
Did you order the
searching?
Code red? No, I said Baja Blast.
Spencer, you're searching IMDb for that?
I just searched the internet for
you
that.
You just
movie.
Googled 18 good holes?
Yes.
Risky.
I live on the edge.
Yeah, of the hole.
Of the one good hole. No, there's not a movie called 18. Actually, the only thing that even comes up as remotely related to the title 18 Good Holes is a podcast by the Redemption Church of New Market called Faithful Then, Faithful Now, Walking with God. Genesis 18 and 19.
All right.
What's that got to do with holes?
Or Genesis?
Well, it is a beginning and an end.
Okay.
Lord.
The digestive system.